When I first saw the album cover of this 1979 release by Stevie Wonder, Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, it mentioned being the soundtrack for a film titled The Secret Life of Plants. Ultimately, that documentary about the nature of consciousness in plant life was seen by very few people, but the book by the same name, which inspired the film and Stevie's album, continues to plant seeds of artistic inspiration. One of the most recent examples is a new novel by Ohio author Wayne James Shepherd called Burden of Privilege, The Secret Life of Jeffrey Collins. Tomorrow night, Wayne James Shepherd will read and sign his book at the Learned Owl Bookstore in Hudson. He joins us to talk about it today around noon. And Wayne, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dee. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I wanted to talk about the fact that you acknowledge that book, The Secret Life of Plants, as an inspiration. What about it planted the seed, so to speak?
Well, really, what really grabbed my attention, the whole book is fascinating, people should read it, was the chapter called The Wizard of Tuskegee, about George Washington Carver. And he's known by many as the peanut man, the man who did experiments with peanuts and sweet potatoes and that kind of thing. But this chapter presented a whole different side of the man. He was a deeply religious man, but he also had that aspect of what you would have to say would be the whole metaphysical side of his being.
And I never read or heard that about him. So that was part of what was in that book, The Secret Life of Plants. But you also make that book a teaching tool inside your novel with the fictional character Jeffrey Collins. Explain what it means to that character.
Well, I think what happens is Jeffrey Collins is leading this very charmed, wonderful life. He's a grateful person. He has a wonderful fiance, and he's a second-year botany professor at UDavis in California, and everything's going just beautifully. And he meets this kind of mysterious octogenarian by the name of Leopold Williams at Tuskegee, where he's invited to speak. And what she reveals to him turns his life completely upside down. And he has an incredible struggle to see if he can believe what she has told him about his identity.
Mm. And it's also part of that metaphysical world that you say was part of George Washington Carver's life, and in fact he is a character in the book, which is an interesting mix of reality and fiction. You begin each chapter with a quote from George Washington Carver, a real quote that he's known to have uttered.
Yes.
And you follow that with a chapter that makes him a character in the book. How does that character, George Washington Carver, line up with the man you did research on for the book?
Well, I've been very fortunate to have been told by William Carver Lennard, Dr. Carver's godson, and he's the historical resources director at Tuskegee. He said that my depiction of things that Dr. Carver did in the book were historically accurate. And I was blessed to be taken on a tour of the Carver Museum by Reverend Lennard. And so I've been told it's pretty accurate.
I wanted to have you give us a thumbnail sketch of the story that you're telling. I recognize that you don't want to give too much away, but give us a sense of the journey that you're taking readers on.
And I'm glad you used the word journey because, you know, when I started out to write this, I really had no idea what it was going to become. I really didn't. I'm a teacher. I'm an artist, a visual artist. This is my first time writing a novel, and it was almost like I was taken on the journey as I wrote it. I feel there was so much spiritual inspiration as things went along. So basically, my journey became Jeffrey's journey and vice versa, and I'm hoping it's everyone's journey, male and female. I've had wonderful comments, completely older people, younger people, different races, different religions. And they seem to, in reading the book so far, really identify with this message. And when people ask me, well, what's it about? It's so hard to answer that question. And as I was sitting out here today, I turned to my wife and I said, I think I would best describe this as an environmental love story, because Carver had a great deal of love for the earth, for nature. He could convert people who were extremely prejudiced just by a few words in an assembly someplace, and they became friends of his for life after just meeting him this one time.
Would you share a passage from the book?
Sure. This passage takes place after Jeffrey has had his identity, his true identity, revealed to him, and he's kind of still reeling and in a state of shock. So he retires to this little park across the street from where he lives, thinking he's just going to rest and collect his thoughts, and this is what happens. Jeffrey, suddenly aware of this change in sound, sleepily opened his eyes. It was as though a great weight gently pulled down not only on his eyelids, but on every cell in his body. Car headlights that had been luminous discs passing by slowly and intermittently were now replaced with unbroken horizontal beams and zigzagging patterns of light. The cars and trucks were no longer distinguishable as individual forms, but rather a blurred, slightly illuminated mass. The sustained hum was the collective summation of all their sounds and the sounds of all of the night creatures. Jeffrey now instinctively gripped the park bench like someone ready to experience a colossal amusement park ride. He began to shake, at first gently, but then almost violently, as the crescendo of time and light seemed to be taking him to a much higher plane of existence. His mouth salivated, and his body began to vibrate, much like that of an astronaut reaching G-force in an acceleration sled. The cacophony of accelerated sound now reached the peak of its expression, much like the buildup in the Beatles' A Day in the Life, at which point Jeffrey was released from the upward spiraling movement and deposited into what would become the sustained note of a totally different realm.
Those are the words of Wayne James Shepherd reading from his book, Burden of Privilege. He'll be discussing and signing that book at the Learned Owl Bookstore in Hudson this Thursday, November 17th, and he joins us in Studio 4 of Idea Center at Playhouse Square for today's Around Noon. And Wayne, this book, in my mind, demonstrates your own reverence for the natural world. And I wondered if that was a later in life discovery or something you grew up with.
You know, it's absolutely a later in life discovery. As I mentioned in a bio I wrote somewhere, when I was in the Boy Scouts and you walked into the woods, what's a tree? What's a lake? You know, it just didn't register at all. But then fortunately, we hope that all of us learn as we get older and move along in life. I just started to have a much different outlook on nature all around me as something that is actually intelligent and alive and aware, but we've kind of denigrated it and said, oh, you know, that dumb plant or whatever, and it's not true.
Hmm. And you mentioned that you are a teacher. Are you still? Or
Yes, I still do workshops. I've done workshops with young audiences of Cleveland, and I still go around to certain schools. In fact, I had two workshops developed on the theme Wizard of Tuskegee. Okay. And one was called that, and the other was called We Are Trees, which I did with younger children, because another theme that carries throughout the entire book is the importance of trees, both physiologically, metaphorically, symbolically, and culturally, and how we are very much, even in our physical makeup, very much like trees.
As a matter of fact, you open the book with three quotes. I think at least a couple are biblical quotes, and
yes.
One is about walking trees.
Yes, yes. That was a reference which really captivated me, in which in one part in the Bible, Jesus is talking to a blind man, and he works with the blind man for a moment, and he says to the man, tell me what you see. And the man said, I see men as trees walking.
And I mention that because the book is published by your own imprint, Shepherd Publishing, or I should say by Trees Walking, an imprint
yes.
of Shepherd Publishing.
Yeah.
How do you put out your own book?
Well, that was kind of a joke, because you know your major publishing companies all have these little satellite companies, and they refer to them as imprints. And I just wanted to have a little fun with that. But I have to give my wife Hazel the credit. She started first with children's books that she had written. And she did all of the research that made it so much easier for me. She learned how to do barcodes and how to get your Library of Congress certification and ISBN numbers and all of that. So she laid the groundwork for that. And then the two of us working together and then the years of research, that's what made it possible.
And it is a book that was 8 years in the making.
Yes.
Was it worth it for you? Is it the book all you hoped that it would be?
Absolutely. The thing that's amazing is I feel so inspired by it. I feel that to some degree I was a vessel and received some information. From my earlier years in teaching, I fell in love with filmmaking. And I know there are so many authors out there that dream of their book being made into a motion picture, but I feel that my really big goal with this book is that it could become a motion picture someday that would be so inspirational and uplifting and really relate to our times. And again, like we said earlier, it's something that you could be sitting in the audience looking at and saying, wow, I felt that same way, or I feel that same way. So it's what I hope to be, a gift to the world, not from me personally necessarily, but from that kind of spiritual influx.
Trees walking. It's a great pleasure to meet you, Wayne, and to read through the book as well. And I wish you much success with it.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Wayne James Shepherd has been my guest. He's the author of Burden of Privilege, The Secret Life of Jeffrey Collins. The book is published by Trees Walking, an imprint of Shepherd Publishing. And Wayne will be reading from, discussing, and signing his book tomorrow evening at the Learned Owl Bookstore, which is located at 204 North Main Street in Hudson. The event begins at 7 p.m. on the 17th, and you can find out more about it by calling 330-653-2252. Again, that's 330-653-2252. You can also find out more when you log on to our website online at aroundnoon.ideastream.org, where you can hear today's show on demand and comment on what you hear. Thanks today to Lawrence Caswell, Dan Paletta, Mark Rosenberger, and Dave DiOrio. I'm Dee Perry, wishing you a good afternoon as you stay tuned to 90.3.
Antennas are the leaves that span beyond our galaxy. They've been, they are, and probably will be who are the mediocrity. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of man. Secret life of plans. Oh, oh, oh.
You're listening to 90.3 WCPN, Cleveland. Idea Stream.